Why do you want to learn to defend yourself?
Well, I'm a sophomore in high school, so I'm going to be going off into college in a couple years.
Okay. So I come in to try to grab you.
With prior experiences and knowing some things about this world that aren't so great, I thought it'd be good to refresh my memory.
If I try to get your legs, you just step back and treat you like that.
But I hear a lot on the news, girls being attacked, girls being raped. There's so many different things that they can get themselves in trouble in, and not being able to defend themselves, they're easy prey.
That last voice belongs to a mother.
I'm Jennifer Wack.
Jennifer's there taking the class with her 16-year-old daughter, Amalia Wack. Amalia is one of two daughters.
Being confident in some easy moves that we could make to protect ourselves is something that I want for them.
Colby Taylor is teaching the class. He's from Covenant Defense in Traverse City, where they teach a style that's called Krav Maga.
So now we got a situation where she's got both of my arms. So, tools and
targets. Okay, got it.
Amalia practices getting free from her mom's tight grip on both her wrists.
I don't want to mess with her. She beat me up.
Oh, yes.
So if he grabs my wrist and it's really tight, tools and targets.
Colby's showing them how to loosen that tight grip if they can't get out of it at first.
There's a little
palm to the nose.
There's a little loosener.
Knee to the groin.
There's a little
hand to the neck.
Oh, that comes out easy now.
Colby pulls his wrist out of his assistant's grip. Amalia says she was nervous to come, but now she's having fun. She says when she worries about the threats, here's what she thinks about.
Being attacked and not being able to do anything about it, and just being so vulnerable. Yeah.
Colby teaches these women and girls a number of different things, from a simple way to deflect an approach, to lethal moves, to how to get away from someone with a knife. And he reminds them.
Again, why are we doing this? You've always got something. You've always got an option. Fight, fight, fight.
Fight if you need to. But he also reminds them that their most important weapon is not their body, it's their mind. So always be aware.
Good. Bad. You know, I shouldn't have said that you guys wouldn't perfect this by the end of the day, because I haven't seen anybody do it wrong yet.
Amalia says she already feels like she's learned a lot.
I'm not excited to use these, but I'm happy to be prepared for it.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Thanks, Mom.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.